with us now. We've got Troy Kingy. Yay! Troy Kingy is famous. He's really famous for his, particularly at the moment, for his 10-10-10 project. That's 10 albums in 10 genres across 10 years. No mai haere mai, Troy. Tēnā koe.
So I'm just coming over Brendan, so if I cut out, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. We'll just play one of your fabulous songs. Hey, you've just dropped your new album, Leatherman and the Mojave Desert.
Leatherman and the Mojave Green, yeah.
And the Mojave Green. Hey, what album is that and what genre?
Number 8, and it is a desert rock album.
Cool. What's your favourite track?
I've been thrashing it, actually, since it came out on Friday. At the moment, it's a song called Through the Night, a song I wrote for my two older girls who are at the age that they can kind of go to parties or start going to parties. So it's just a be careful type song. So that's a pretty cool one at the moment.
Oh, I wish I had that when my daughters were at that age. Hey, tell us about the journey of this album. I have actually watched your documentary, but not everybody has, unfortunately. They should. Tell me about the journey of this album.
We ended up going to Joshua Tree, the desert, about 2.5 hours inland from LA, to find inspiration, to unblock the creative block, and just to find the flow again, a flow that I had earlier on in my career that's kind of been stagnant the last few years. And we went over there and experienced a myriad of things. And needless to say, we come back with the album with 17 tracks. So something must have happened over there.
I just love the characters over there. You met some crazy people. Crazy in a good way, but incredibly artistic, incredibly different.
Yeah, we were able to able to meet some of our idols. I got to talk to Serge Tankian, who's a singer for System of a Down, a band that I used to listen to a lot when I was at high school. And the boys got to meet their idol, the drummer from Kaya. So it was the whole thing. It wasn't just the people, the environment itself. It was nearly 45 degrees a couple of times over there. It was just hot, deserty, sandy, sweaty, and it all found its way into the music somehow.
Wow. You know, at the same time, as you were doing the documentary, was doing the documentary a distraction or did it help with the creative process?
I kind of liked that element of it. They were able to organize a few things over there that we got to meet Dr. Milanovic because of them, who is a native from the Kaua tribe there, who ended up special cave in the Mojave Desert, and also to do a sweat lodge with them. And then also a mushroom trip, which was amazing. I've never really done it, so Alfanos are quite anti-druggy, but trying to unblock those creative blocks in the brain and make new neuro pathways, you're going to try anything, and I'm glad for the experience.
Okay, so we're going to play one of your tracks. So what's happening for Radio Wātea is we've become Wātea Digital. We're moving.
Okay.
So our video team, they want you to say, I'm introducing my song and for Wātea Digital. Can you do that for us?
Okay.
Which song are we introducing?
Let's do Ride the Rhino. Let's do Ride the Rhino.
We'd love to do it. Yeah.
Should I do it now? Okay. Kia ora, this is Troy Kingy, and you're listening to my new track, Ride the Rhino, on Wātea Digital.
Kia ora, you have a safe journey, and you've got some fans in our odd collection of reporters and talented people here. Nga mihi kia koe.
Thank you. Have a good week.
You have a great week.
Always. All right, then.
Kia ora.
Okay, thanks.